Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A great victory for crisis pregnancy centers in California. A federal district court in California has now issued a permanent injunction which prohibits the state of California from enforcing the so-called Reproductive Fact Act, a law which compelled pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to promote abortion. This case went all the way to the United States Supreme Court and finally back down to the lower court. And now the state of California will be required to pay Liberty Counsel attorney's fees and cost for this unconstitutional law. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel.
So it's time for us to stand up and shout, guys, because we have talked about this for so long. We have prayed about this. We have worked on this. And now the time is here.
Yes, it's here. And thank you for those who have followed this and prayed. And we finally have a victory. And the only thing we need to do now is file our request for attorney's fees, because California will be required. We represent our client at no cost.
Right.
But when we prevail on something like this, on an unconstitutional law such as this against a government entity, they have to pay our attorney's fees. And California will have to pay the attorney's fees for this unconstitutional law.
But you know, Matt, these three centers that we represent, they would have had to shut down after years of helping women, children, and men, families, together and saving these babies' lives. They would have had to shut down if we didn't step in and help them.
And of course, that was the goal all along. And you'll recall, as you point out, we've been talking about this for months and months and months. Just unbelievable how egregious this attempt was to compel, actually forced speech, compelled speech to force crisis pregnancy centers to advocate on behalf of abortion, something that they are decidedly opposed to. That's their whole purpose for existence is to promote life.
Yeah, we represent three crisis pregnancy centers in Southern California, Mountain Right to Life, known as the Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in San Bernardino, His Nesting Place in Long Beach, and Birth Choice of the Desert in La Quinta, California. And these three crisis pregnancy centers are Christian. They're faith-based. They offer women pregnancy resources, counseling, advice, and obviously alternatives to abortion. But this law that was passed by California directly opposed and tried to override their mission by forcing them to ultimately carry a message of abortion. And they had to, in print, at their entrance, in their lobby, online, on billboards, include a message, a 29-word message, in up to 48-point font, in up to 13 languages, depending upon where they were, that actually would refer people to abortion centers and give the phone number. Here they are trying to save lives, but they have to overpower their own message with this lengthy, large font, multiple language phone number directing them and information directing them on how they can kill their child.
Yeah, and let's talk about a save life right here. Like one of them, Birth Choice of the Desert, which is in La Quinta, California. Let's talk about Anne. You know, many of these women are facing extreme poverty, maybe homelessness. And there's Anne. She was a drug addict who's living on the streets. She became pregnant, and her mother gave up hope that she'd be able to save her daughter and her unborn grandbaby. So they're both driving to the abortion center thinking this is the only option. She hears the ad for Birth Choice on the radio in the car, immediately turns the car around, goes to the pregnancy center, and now she has a beautiful granddaughter.
Wow.
That's just one story,
It's amazing. There's all kinds of stories. We have some of these stories, and it really puts a name and a face together, but it also puts these saved lives.
Exactly.
In one of the cases, the crisis pregnancy center was near an abortion clinic.
Right next door. Yeah.
And the guy and the girl came in. The girl was pregnant. And they were planning to go to the abortion clinic to have an abortion and kill their unborn child.
But the GPS took them to the pregnancy center.
Took them to the pregnancy center.
And it's they a Holy Ghost pregnant GPS.
Yeah, they got out, and she really wanted to have an ultrasound. Uh-huh. And the male was arguing with her and wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. She insisted she wanted to stay for the free ultrasound. Right. She gets the free ultrasound. The guy goes back there. He was the one wanting to leave and go next door and abort the child. And then when they get the photo, they get to see it, and they get the photograph, mm-hmm. and they see this little baby human life in the womb.
He got a chance to meet his child.
And he became ecstatic.
That's my baby.
Comes running out in the lobby, waving around the picture of the baby. And then some months later, he comes back and shows his baby.
The baby's toddling down the hallway.
Comes back and shows his little baby. And the turning point was that crisis pregnancy center there. And God directed that couple to this pregnancy center. And that's just one of many lives.
Every day that happens,
every day are being saved. And mm-hmm. this is just one crisis pregnancy center or three crisis pregnancy centers. This law applied across California. There was also a similar law that was passed in Hawaii. All of those will be struck down. This case is one that we filed. It went up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most reversed federal court of appeals ever. And
they call it the Ninth Circus for a reason.
The Ninth Circus. And hopefully that'll be changing under President Donald Trump.
Right. That's right.
because he'll be able to appoint some people to that.
Clean out the clowns.
to that court, yeah. And so that court ultimately upheld the law. It's constitutional. Yeah. And it went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
5-4 decision. Ultimately sent it back, and then the handwriting was obviously on the wall with the Supreme Court statement, and now we have a permanent injunction.
But there's a big takeaway here, and that is that the pro-abort left, progressives, they like to say that they're pro-choice. Well, they're only pro-choice if the choice is that you choose to have your child killed. They're not really pro-choice. They're pro-abortion, and this law just underscored that reality.
Yeah, the choice is only the choice that they want you to make. So it's really not pro-choice.
And, you know, speaking of that, I encourage you, if you haven't seen the movie Gosnell, there's the reality right there on the screen of what's going on every day in these abortion centers. You know, I use the word abortion. It's really a euphemism for their human genocide. They're killing babies. But if you haven't seen that movie, you know, find a place where it's showing, and it gives you a really good picture of what's happening.
Yeah, and I heard that there are, a couple hundred theaters that are censoring it?
They're shutting it down.
Some people that are at the ticket counter are not even selling tickets to it, or they're saying erroneously that all the tickets are gone, and they're not.
And, you know, Facebook blacklisted it, Hollywood blacklisted it, none of the movie companies would distribute it, so it was the people that rose up.
Yeah, but it came out, it was on a much smaller distribution of screens, and yet it ultimately broke into the top 9 or 10.
Right, it's doing really well.
So go see that movie, Gosnell. But also you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and on that website, there's a section there for abortion, and there's abortion resources there. And I encourage you to go there and check them out. Find out about this incredible evil that's in our society and the opportunity to save lives. It's this issue that ultimately changed my compass from the pastoral pulpit ministry into law. Because when I was a pastor, it's a video that I saw, a movie called Assignment Life, and I was confronted for the first time with the realities of abortion. We can't just go through life and not confront this. And as horrible as it is, you need to know what this is about and do something about it. Well, this was a great victory. Thanks for standing with us. We have so many other challenges that we have right now just on the issue of the sanctity of human life, representing sidewalk counselors across the country and in other areas as well, to stand for innocent children and their mothers and families. And also, you know, it's not just the moms, it's also the fathers. It's the families. It's the siblings. It's our culture. It's our society. I believe in our lifetime, we will ultimately see the reversal of Roe versus Wade. Stand with us and pray for the sanctity of human life and for this critical issue. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We cannot represent people in pregnancy centers and others like this without your financial help. We don't charge for our services, and we only can do this by your prayers and your consistent financial support. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.